Oh my God, asterisk. No, not asterisk. I'm just kidding. And people that just tune in for this show are like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's nothing. Hey, this is, of course, Saki Bomb A Go Go. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Bro, me.
And this is show lucky number 13. Ooh, scary. Not really.
Turn it off now. Don't. Sorry, I didn't say that.
Yeah, let me have a black cat walk across the microphones, and I'm going to record this under a ladder. That's not true. I'm not
holding
doing
an
any
umbrella
of that.
Indoors.
Yeah, for sure. What's with that holding the umbrella indoors thing? How are you supposed to get the water off it? That's a stupid one. So, yeah. I don't know. We're talking about superstitions.
Yes. Breaking mirrors.
Wow. Crazy stuff, huh? But you know, I scored some... remember those little metal Street Fighter things I was all hot and bothered about? Yeah, I got some out of clearance bins for 49 cents each. And
really?
With a 15% off Sally the Beer Wench super sale.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, wow, I would have sworn those metal things were going to be the biggest thing in the history of ever. I think only I thought that. And how are they clearancing them? You know, I don't know how sold them for a dollar anyway.
Well, here's the deal. Is he bought them from Target.
Yeah.
And Target's clearance pricing has no logical rhyme or reason outside of Target.
Valid point.
The reason I mention that is because remember when I texted you about how they had the Switch docks half price on clearance? It was only the Clearwater store that had them. The Largo one did not. The St. Pete one did not.
They looked at you like you were crazy, right? They're like, what is
it? The Pinellas, I looked all this up online before I went because the other ones still had them in stock. They're just selling them at full price. For some reason, the Clearwater Target was clearancing all of them. And I'm like, I don't understand it, but thank you.
Yeah, exactly. No? Whatever, my game. So now I have 3 Chun-Lis and a couple extra. I got an M. Bison spare, and I don't even know why. I was like, well, for 33 cents, yeah, I'll throw...
And it's like, it's like you go to those clearance end things, and it's like they're getting rid of a bunch of Trident gum. It's like, okay, I don't understand why.
Yeah, thank God we cleared up that space for more Trident gum.
Exactly. Okay.
Ours is not to question why.
Yeah.
When I saw those, because I first saw those little, and we're talking about these, what's the name of them? Do you know the?
I don't know what they're
not
called.
It's not Metal Slug, isn't it?
I'm not sure what the name is.
Anyway, I'm walking around before Christmas at Walmart, and I'm like, okay, just doing my crash shopping for whatever. And I happen upon this row, and there's these little tiny metal figurines.
Think of them like small vinyl figures, except made out of metal.
Made out of metal.
And painted meticulously. It looks like they're painted with auto paint. It's glossy. It's shiny.
It's all well done.
Yeah.
And they had DC characters, and they had Street Fighter, and I grabbed up all those because I love Street Fighter. And then they had Disney
ones.
And I was like, these are going to be the biggest things in the history of ever. Like, the next Elmo times 10, no, nothing. They're still sitting there, and I'm like, oh, man.
You don't know how many they go through, though. I mean, the thing is that if you see those on clearance at Walmart, then you know they're real crap, because nothing in Walmart is, nothing of any real material value ever ends up on clearance at Walmart. Like, if you ever go down that clearance aisle they have, that you feel like you just stepped into a Big Lots, like where the Big Lots, actually where the rejects
from Big Lots
go to. Oh my God,
you remember Big Lots? Are they still a thing?
They're still a thing.
Wow.
But you feel like you've just stepped into where the rejects from Big Lots ended up. You know, that the clearance aisle at...
The aisle of forgotten toys. Misplaced toys or whatever that one.
The aisle of misplaced junk.
Yeah.
If something goes on clearance on Walmart, you know it's actually worthless. Target... There's no
rhyme or reason.
No obvious rhyme or reason.
Well, if anyone listening has an e-Honda in the little metal slugs that they want to get rid of, let me know, because I have all of them except for that one, and I was like, oh, man, is that
the funny thing is that'll be the one you end up paying 30 bucks for.
Oh, I know, and I'm not gonna. So every now and then I go looking in the aisle for an e-Honda or a Honda. That's a joke. All right. That's a joke from Robot Chicken. All right, well, here's some music. We'll be right back.
So when did you know you wanted to be a model?
I guess it would have to be the first time I went through the second grade. I caught my reflection in a spoon while I was eating my cereal, and I remember thinking, wow, you're ridiculously good looking. Maybe you could do that for a career.
Do what?
Be professionally good looking.
We'll be right back. And monkeys might fly out of my butt.
On a mysterious island in the South China Sea, there is a fortress without walls, protected by an invincible army that needs no ordinary weapons. This is Enter the Dragon, the first martial arts film produced by a major Hollywood studio. John Saxon, U.S. Karate Champion Jim Kelly, and Black Belt Hall of Fame superstar Bruce Lee. Penetrate the secret chambers of Han's evil empire, discover its secret, and destroy. This is Enter the Dragon, where the world's greatest martial arts athletes meet the ultimate challenge with the most ancient and deadly of weapons, the human body. Enter the Dragon. From Warner Brothers, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, that was Hanato Chiruran. Chiruran. And I don't know the name of the songs because they just say track 1, 2, 3. So that's it. Sorry about that. Yeah. So what do you got going on? You said you had a topic for, you thought for this show.
Yes. The universe may already be over.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, well, thanks for everything, universe. It's been fun.
You know, there's this idea that had been going around popular science that essentially, you know, we would be going out slowly. You know, the not with a bang, but a whimper type of thing. That, you know, the Big Bang created the universe. But now scientists are thinking that what might actually cause the end of the universe is something similar to the Big Bang happening again, at which point it's essentially over in an instant, relatively speaking. Yeah. And it has to do with a type of, what is it, the Higgs boson or Higgs, it has to do with the a certain particle that they believe something happening with that particle is what created the universe to begin with. That large Hadron Collider thing that they built in Europe, there was some controversy when they were first starting it up because there was a thought that something, that if they did something wrong, it could actually destroy the universe. I mean, there was actually a non-zero chance that they would destroy all existence when they fired this sucker up if they screwed something up with it. So there was a mild controversy. I guess that wasn't common knowledge, but yeah, they were playing with the fate of the universe.
Nice.
We all survived, obviously. Higgs boson. I don't know. Higgs boson. Whatever.
What? Yeah.
Google. But the idea is that this particle becoming unstable again could be. They're saying that the thing is that when they say over instantly, it's kind of a relative thing, and because the universe is considered currently to be infinite in terms of actual dimensional space in the way that we think of it, and obviously, you know, the speed of light is fast, but, you know, the light that we see from our sun is 8 minutes old by the time it gets here. So one of the thoughts is that this is a process that could have actually already started, but far away that it hasn't actually caught us. And when it does catch us, it will be just like somebody turned the lights out. We're gone. We never existed. Huh. It won't be like, oh my God, here it comes. It'll just be like, hey, could you pass me the, you know, and then it's like the Earth never existed, or the galaxy or the universe in this part of it until it wipes it all out. But that's a crazy thought, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? It is. I've always kind of figured I've had a good run. But also, I also kind of think, you know, like in the terms of like the world ending, not the blink of an eye universe gone, because wow. But I mean, like, if you're there and like a comet's coming and this is the end of the world and there's no stopping it, and they sent the astronauts up and Bruce Willis couldn't get it done, and then so this thing's
hitting the Earth. That's why you don't send an oil drill rig guy.
What an honor that would be to see the end of the world. I mean, like, not. Now, yeah, I'm going to miss everything. I'm so sad or whatever like that. But like all the time that's come up to this in the Earth, you're there for the ending? That's pretty cool. I mean, not.
You get a t-shirt or something for it, you know?
Not in the
grand. I was there for the end of the universe.
All I got was this dumb shirt. Yeah. But I've always kind of thought
Richard
that, like.
Survive.
Yeah, I've always kind of thought that'd be really, like, what an honor to see the end of the Earth.
But. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. That's a great movie, by the way, with, I can't remember his name, the guy from The Office. In an actual semi-serious, it was a semi-serious, semi-comedy type of thing.
I heard some good stuff about that one.
Yeah.
All right, here's music. That's not the end of the world. Well, hey, if we if if we don't end the world or the universe, you'll hear the end of these songs. But if we die while these are happening, well, thanks for listening.
Traveling through hyperspacing like dust and crops, boy.
Thank you. Have you ever seen Point Break?
No.
Amazing bit in Point Break where they jump over fences.
Is there none? 29.
That is Swayze's just robbed this bank. Keanu Reeves is chasing him through people's gardens. And he goes to shoot Swayze, but he can't because he loves him so much. And he's firing his gun up in the air. He's like, oh!
Have
you ever fired your gun up in the air and gone, ah?
No, I have not ever fired my gun up in the air and gone, ah.
These are all insanely interesting things. But, of course, mostly insane is the Fuzzyama Surfers.
I'll agree with that.
I played Godmother, Miserlou, Taco Wasabi, and Time Bomb. Nice. Hey, I tell you, go to see Time Bomb. Time Bomb Records is an online site. You can go and you can order all kinds of cool stuff through them. Met them. Good stuff. Good guys. And it's in English. You know, pay a little bit for shipping, but it's worth it. It was a very cool
record shop. They have some really cool t-shirts.
Oh, God. It was a very cool record shop. Yeah, I did. I made some Time Bomb Records shirts for them. You know, have you ever seen a slingshot of the vehicle? The three-wheeled, like, it looks like it should be maybe like a Transformer or something like that. It's
like the Batmobile, except convertible.
Yeah. Well, yeah. A couple years ago, it's a Polaris slingshot. That's what it's called. It's a three-wheel thing. About maybe three or four years ago, something like a while ago, I saw one driving. I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. I got to immediately find out what this is. Mm-hmm. So I went home and looked it up. I was like, oh, okay. And then I find out it's slower than my car. And then I find out you have to wear a helmet and goggles. I was like, well, that's just dumb.
How much are they?
A lot. Yeah, they're a lot. So and then
relative to a real car or just as a recreational vehicle? We're not talking like $6,000. We're talking more than that.
Wow. Yeah. And every year every year I've been watching these
things.
They look
like they'd be about as powerful as a golf cart. But
yeah, I thought well, this is powered by a motorcycle engine. This is going to be fast. Mm-hmm. They're not fast. And then and every year when you look at the next model, there's doors on it. Well, then there's a windshield on it. I was like, well, why don't you just make a car then? Because we're 4 years
into
this.
Well, then
they
won't be able to compete with anybody because they'll have a car that can only travel 25 miles an hour. And
it's just so weird, like, you know, because I know, like, I've always loved those Volkswagen rail buggies. And if you know what I'm talking about, it looks like it's something from Mad Max. It's just an open frame with a Volkswagen engine.
It's like you're basically riding in a roll cage with an engine.
And those, to me, that I cannot. One day I have to own one of those because I love it. But when you drive those, you get dirty because you're in you're open.
The ground, you can see the ground beneath you
and
beneath your legs. Yeah,
that's kind of part of the charm. As dumb as that sounds,
and well, people drive those off road and stuff, and it's like you're done. You just hose it down.
It down, and who cares? Well, that's like if every year you bolted more stuff on the rail buggy, then what's the point of having a rail buggy?
Eventually, you've got a VW bug.
Exactly. I don't know. It's just, and maybe I'm missing the point, and I often do. It's just one of those things where I thought it was really cool.
That feels like feature creep to me. Like somebody's like, you know, this is really cool, but it would be nice if, you know, we didn't have to hop in. Yeah. Okay, oh, we'll add doors. This would be really cool, except I'm tired of fishing bugs out of my teeth. Okay, we'll put a windshield on, you know.
Hey, where's the air conditioner in this thing? Yeah, and you're like, exactly. Well, what's the point?
Exactly.
I
look at those things and I always think of those things that you can rent up in Clearwater, which are like little three-wheel buggy. They're like less cool versions of those.
Oh,
that you just basically ride that idiots ride around on. And I call them idiots because traffic is so bad on Clearwater Beach. And then you have these people recreationally driving around in these things. And it's like, you just want to bump the back of them because it's like, it's like as if it's not congested and cluster F enough up here with this damn traffic circle. Now I have to contend with you.
I saw some ghetto gangster driving one of those. When we turned to your place,
oh, yeah.
I was sitting in the turning lane and he's, because I was like, what is that, a hover round or like one of those, like, you know, like those scootabouts or whatever they're called for the old people? And it's not, it's just some kid. He's cruising. I was like, well, I don't even know what I'm looking at here. And I just turned. I didn't run him over, but I could have, but I didn't.
I mean, those things seem like the thing that would be cool if they had them in places where vehicles aren't normally allowed.
Yeah, this is on a major highway. Yeah,
like I don't know, like you go to the pier in Clearwater Beach and you can ride one to the end of the pier or something or ride it around on the beachfront area there. Like it's got its own little road area that shares with pedestrians, but no.
Down here it's dangerous though, even bicycles, because I love bicycles. I love riding bikes. I don't ride them down here very much because that's how you die.
I went to lunch with a group of people today. It was funny because I was somebody that's from Atlanta, and he's like, Florida drivers, there was an ambulance coming, and all the cars in all three lanes slowed down, but none of them changed lanes. So, so the irony is that the ambulance actually, technically, they all slowed down like they were supposed to, but the ambulance couldn't get past them because nobody would move the hell out of the way.
Yep.
And he's like, Florida drivers.
Welcome to Florida, everyone.
But just remember, all of those drivers came from someplace else.
They all did. Now, here's some 5678s.
And don't have me come down after you eat a tough guy.
Silence, Earthling!
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Yeah. Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Bye.
All right, that was the 5678s from the golden hits of the 5678s, Jet Coaster, Peter Gunn, and We Got the Beat. And then, of course, the best of Lolita number 18, and it's all the best to us. I think that's it for this week. We tore through it pretty quick. Lots of music. Hopefully you enjoyed it all, you know.
And some if you don't, why are you listening to this show? You know what it is.
Go ahead. Keep hate listening. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for this week. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Romy.
And we will see you next week with more hate talk. No, none of that. Enjoy the. We'll see you next week.